The first thing to say here, probably, is that Henry VII could not rule without the support of the nobility. Their power was based in landholding, and the service that dominance of land brought. Their possession of their own lands and the stewardship of the Crown's estates made nobles the most powerful ruling agents in all English and Welsh counties. And this fed through into Parliament and the Royal Council, and really created this relationship between the Crown and the nobility that made the country work. It made everything tick. So their local influence extended to control of the law through their services, justices of the peace, and on special legal commissions. And they were, most importantly, the agents in command of the Crown's military resources. So the medieval government did not have a standing army. The king relied on nobles bringing their servants and their tenants. There was a lot of requirement for military training amongst all able-bodied men of a certain age. And the nobles were in charge of this process of array and recruitment to get these royal armies together. This combination of power through land and control of the law and military resources had cemented the national role of the nobility throughout the medieval period. So Henry had to reward his nobles that had supported him, or at least stayed neutral, during Richard III's reign. But he could not afford to alienate or drive into more determined opposition the lords that had backed Richard. After all, he was an anointed king, he had his own supporters. It was natural for a lot of nobles to support Richard on the battlefield at Bosworth. And Henry VII's early policy was to try and balance reward of friends and the integration of former opponents.